Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to the Share Talk interview. And today's the turn of Gervase Heddle, who's CEO at Greatland Gold. How are you today, Gervase?
Very well, thank you, Zach.
Okay, some news from the company. You raised some money just at the end of last month. What's going on at Greatland at the moment?
Well, we've got a lot of activities going on. Obviously, we were well financed for a solid 12 months of exploration, but given the recent successes we've had at Havieron and Black Hills in particular, we wanted to raise some more capital to be able to accelerate those programs even more over the next 12 to 18 months. So, very pleased with the support that we got there from shareholders. But look, we're actually very busy at the moment here on the ground. We've just been out to Ernest Giles last week. Cal and I were both out there visiting the team. We posted a video of the drilling that's being done there on Twitter this morning. And then we're actually in Kalgoorlie at the moment, so I'm actually calling you from Diggers and Dealers. And we're here just basically gauging what's going on, having a lot of very productive meetings.
Right. I mean, are there any logistic issues, given that you've got different projects all over the place?
Look, the logistically, we have a plan basically for each project. So in terms of logistics at Ernest Giles, we're well covered on that. The team's currently sorting out the logistics for the upcoming drill program at Havieron. We have a 3D IP crew out at Black Hills right now. There's a little bit of logistics getting them out there because they have quite a bit of equipment that got sorted. Probably the bigger issue is just more support for the team because we're doing more things. Look, ideally we're looking for more people, but that's something we're seeing here at Diggers and Dealers. There's definitely an upturn in the industry, and in particular the larger companies all seem to be more in a growth phase now, and they're all talking about expanding exploration budgets and people shortages, which is something we haven't really heard in the last couple of years. So everybody's looking to bring more people on board and to drive growth further at the moment.
So if anybody wants to send their CV in and do a bit of digging, you're the man to talk to.
Well, that's right. If you feel like coming out and doing some MMI sampling for us and the drilling, absolutely worth it.
Right. The other point is you've raised this amount of money. Do you have any visibility on how long that will last, where that will take you to?
It depends on the level of activity. So, and that's primarily going to be results dependent now. So we'll just have to wait and see what the results come out of. But obviously with $10 million Australian dollars in cash, that's a lot of drilling across a number of projects. So it just depends on how the results play out.
Right, and the main focus, what's that? I mean, just is, if there's anything that shareholders or observers of a company should be looking out for, what would that be?
Well, look, I think people should be looking at the opportunity ahead of us at Havieron. It's been a very encouraging start there, and everybody that we've met, that Diggers, including just people we run into randomly who don't necessarily know the company, have heard of the success we've had at Havieron. It's definitely on people's radar, so I think there's a big opportunity there. But also Black Hills, that's another one that I think is really interesting. And then Ernest Giles, who we're drilling at the moment. So obviously we don't know what the results of that are yet, but we've just got a lot of opportunities. So it's a good time, and particularly because I think the industry is recovering. There seems to be in the early phases of that bull market with the expanding budgets with the major companies, and at some point we're hoping that will trickle down through to the smaller companies, where things are a little bit more mixed at the moment. The share price of some of the smaller companies, we're hoping that's going to start trickling through.
Gervase Heddle, CEO at Greatland Gold, thank you very much for speaking with Share Talk today.
Yeah, thank you very much, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.